State Sun Devil Athletics. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball. With me, as always, Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. The Anderson Healy Show is presented each week by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank is the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC. Time now to say hello and welcome to my co-host, ASU Athletic Director, Ray Anderson. Good to see you, Ray. How have you been?
Good to see you, Tim. Hopefully you're having a good start of the week and lots to talk about. So let's get after it, man.
Always good to have a bye week in football, and this is indeed the bye week for the 5-2 Sun Devil football team, an opportunity for all the players to get some rest, a chance for some of the injured players to heal, and perhaps a good time for the entire Sun Devil team, players and coaches alike, to do some self-critiquing and soul-searching, trying to figure out what went wrong in the second half of last Saturday night's game at Utah. After playing so well in the first half and building a 21-7 halftime lead, the Sun Devils just frankly got steamrolled in the second half by the Utah Utes, an emotional and physical Utah team going to work in the second half. They outscored Arizona State 28-0 in the second half. They outgained the Sun Devils 285-97 in the second half and won the game, Ray, 35-21 to take over sole possession of first place in the Pac-12 South. It was almost like watching two games in one, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Tim. And, you know, we don't sugarcoat things around here. Herm and I have known each other a long time. We're very honest with each other. And we could sit after that game, talk honestly, and acknowledge that in that second half, we got outplayed, we got outcoached, we got outsteamed, outschemed, and we got our butts kicked. And that's not going to happen again. But we're of the school, no excuses, no explanations. You just have to face the facts sometime. And the facts are that we did not show up in the second half, and it was handed to us. And so now, as you say, we're 5-2. We've pouted. We've gotten over that very disappointing loss. But there's 65 Power 5 teams in the country, and only 24 of us have records of 5-2 or better. And so we still have a half a season to go with a lot to play for, including, as Herm and I have talked about, potentially the best season that ASU has had in some 8 or 10 years if we take care of our business along the way. So disappointing, yes, but we have to put that aside and move forward because there's still a lot to play for and a lot of good things in front of this team if we make the adjustments, as you say, get our act together, and then play four quarters of football at the level that we know we're capable of in all three facets of the game, because we acknowledge we have not been able to do that up to this point, and we need to do that to get to our goals.
It seems to me, Ray, a key for the strong finish that you're talking about in these final five games is correcting the penalty issue, which reared its ugly head again in Salt Lake City on Saturday night. Sun Devils were flagged 13 times for 115 yards. In fact, ASU was penalized for more yards than the Sun Devils gained in the entire second half. And in the two Sun Devil losses this year, both interestingly absorbed in the state of Utah at BYU, and last week at Utah, Coach Edwards' team whistled 29 penalties for 236 yards. And that number has just got to come down, doesn't it, if that strong finish is going to take place?
Well, there's that's absolutely correct, and it's just unacceptable. And you can make whatever excuses you try to make. You're in hostile environments. Those are very sophisticated fan bases with very mature and disciplined teams coming from a very mature and disciplined culture. And I give a lot of credit to both BYU and Utah for being able to play a brand of football where they're not going to make mistakes and hurt themselves. So we can't go into a place like that or any other hostile environment, particularly away, and just give away yards through penalties and give back yards through penalties. and untimely errors. And we've got to clean that up if we want to meet our goals. And we know that very clearly. And that will be the charge to Herm and the coaches and the players as we get through this bye week and get ready for Washington State in a couple weeks.
As you noted, though, the good news, if there is any good news coming out of the Utah game, is that there's still a lot of football left to be played. Five regular season games for the Sun Devils, and three of the final five regular season games will be at home, where Arizona State is undefeated this year, 4-0. Meanwhile, Utah has six remaining games, including road games at Oregon State and at Stanford, as well as home matchups, challenging ones with UCLA and the Oregon Ducks. The bad news, though, is that ASU no longer controls its own destiny. Someone is going to have to beat Utah. In fact, Ray, technically two someones will have to beat them because of the win Saturday night. They have the tiebreaker against Arizona State.
Yes, they do, and deservedly so. But that's what we did, is we lost our own destiny per se. But this is a tough conference. And so there's a chance for some help, but we can't worry about that, Tim. We got to win against Washington State first and foremost, take care of our own business and let that other stuff take care of itself. But we have a lot to play for, and we're going to focus on ASU and getting our team and our act together, as they say, and then we'll see where we land.
As we mentioned before, the Sun Devils are off this weekend. And as Ray said, the next game will be a week from Saturday, October 30th. Washington State comes to town. It'll be ASU's annual homecoming game. It will also be the annual blackout game at Sun Devil Stadium's Frank Cush Field. And hallelujah, Ray, the Devils are finally going to get to play a day game, as the kickoff time has been set for that game. And it will kick off bright and early at 12 noon on that Saturday afternoon, October 30th. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we certainly are for homecoming. And, you know, seven night games in a row for ASU, no other team had to go through that. Because that puts you at a disadvantage, because you're sitting around in your hotel for the most part all day Saturday. You play Saturday night, and then you don't get back in home until 2:30, home at 3, 3:30 in the morning on Sunday. And so you really don't have a day off. So it's a disadvantage, but you play where they ask you to play. And thankfully now we'll be playing at home on homecoming. And it will be, I think, a really glorious day and something we're looking forward to. And I'm sure our fans are finally looking forward, Tim, to playing a day game in our beautiful Arizona weather in the fall.
Absolutely. And in addition to being homecoming, the weekend of the Washington State game is also the weekend that Arizona State is going to honor the 1996 Pac-10 Championship and Rose Bowl Sun Devil squad, coached by the late Bruce Snyder, on the 25th anniversary of that Pac-10 Championship and Rose Bowl appearance. That team, of course, coached by Bruce Snyder, featured so many legendary players, players like quarterback Jake the Snake Plummer, wide receiver Keith Poole, offensive lineman Juan Roque, defensive lineman Derek Rogers, linebacker Derek Smith, and of course, the late, great Pat Tillman, a team that went 11-0 during the regular season and came within seconds of a Rose Bowl win against Ohio State, a win that likely would have given ASU its first ever national championship in football. The 96 team will be honored at the annual Legends Luncheon on Friday, October 29th, That will take place at the Arizona Biltmore Resort and Spa, and should be quite a weekend, Ray, so much so, my understanding is that luncheon is already sold out.
Oh, that's going to be a fabulous weekend, and to honor that team and all the great players who had the honor of playing with Pat Tillman will be on hand the day before our homecoming. So I'm looking forward to the lunch, delighted that it's sold out. I will be honored to say a few words in advance to our guest and our returning players. So looking forward to a great weekend, Tim, and a big victory.
Absolutely. Again, that Legends Luncheon will be Friday, October 29th. And on game day Saturday, Arizona State will honor the 1996 Sun Devil Pac-10 Championship Rose Bowl squad on the 25th anniversary of their great, great season. Speaking of great, how about an historic win this past weekend for Sun Devil Volleyball after opening Pac-12 conference play 1-6, including a Friday night 5-set defeat at the hands of the USC Trojans. Coach Sonia Tomasevich's Sun Devil staged an epic comeback Sunday to defeat 14th-ranked UCLA at Desert Financial Arena. Having dropped the first two sets of the match to the Bruins, the Sun Devils storm back to take the next three in a row for what in college volleyball is termed a reverse sweep, as ASU got its first match win over UCLA since 2014. And Ray, what a confidence booster that should be for Sonia's program.
And she's been waiting for it, and we knew it was there. The thing about Sonia and this young team that we've been saying is you just got to keep playing. You keep playing. The culture and the hard work will pay off. You can't let down. You can't give up. And so the reverse sweep against UCLA was phenomenal and certainly a confidence builder. And it just is a reflection of how hard they are working. Even when they're disappointed with the record, they're not giving up, Tim. And that's, I really admire that about Sonia and this team. The wins will come eventually once you mature into a really solid Pac-12 volleyball, because it's a tough conference. But we played tough, and we finally came through. So good for Sonia, good for our women.
Among the stars on Sunday, outside hitter Iman Isanovic, who's been a superstar on this team, 17 kills and 13 digs against the Bruins for Iman, her seventh double-double of the year, while setter Ella Snyder had a season-high 20 digs and 46 assists to get a double-double of her own. Sonia's got some talented players in this program, doesn't she, Ray?
She's recruited well, and we do have some talented players. And when we put it all together, it's going to be even more fun to watch. But she's doing a nice job, including accumulating really good student-athletes that will have a chance to elevate this program and get us in the win column more often going forward. I'm very confident she will accomplish that.
Now, volleyball hits the road this weekend. They'll have matches Friday night at 18th-ranked Utah, and then they head across the mountain Sunday to Boulder to take on the Colorado Buffaloes before returning home to host Cal and Stanford on Halloween weekend. By the way, the Friday night match at Utah this coming Friday night, October 22nd, will be shown live on Pac-12 Arizona. After the entire program redshirted last year due to COVID-19, the Sun Devil men's and women's swimming programs are back in the pool this year. In fact, the ASU women already have one in the win column under their belt against a Pac-12 conference rival. Coming up, we'll get a scouting report on the Sun Devil swimmers from their head coach, Bob Bowman. But first, we take these messages. This is the Sun Devil Radio Network.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be the exclusive banking partner of Arizona State University and offer the ASU Visa debit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your ASU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Calling all ASU fans. It's Herm Edwards, head coach of your Arizona State Sun Devils, here to tell you about America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series. The Sun Devils never stop grinding, and neither does the Ford F-150. That's why it's the perfect truck for every ASU fan. Built with Pro Power on board, a portable generator in the bed, so you can fire up the grill and the crowd at every tailgate. And Sync 4 with an available 12-inch touchscreen to navigate to the stadium to connect with your game day crew. That's why F-Series has been on top for 44 years and counting. And that's why I drive a Ford myself on game day and every other day too. So get behind the wheel of a 2021 Ford F-150 today and get over to Sparky's Touchdown Tailgate next game day to see Ford's unstoppable lineup. Only at your Arizona Ford dealers, proud partner of the ASU Sun Devils.
Hey, Sun Devil fans, have you heard about Return to Chill? This is your chance to instantly receive two Sun Devil football tickets to an upcoming game and to be included in a grand prize drawing for a VIP experience at the ASU U of A game on Saturday, November 27th. Stop by any Circle K to pick up a 12-pack or larger of Coors Light or from the Blue Moon family and get all of the details. Forks up.
We continue now on the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. This is our weekly program that brings you all the latest news in Arizona State sports. Along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil Athletics, and we're glad you're with us this week. For the first time in a year and a half, Arizona State swimmers were back in the pool last week as the 22nd-ranked Sun Devil women's swimming team posted a decisive 157-105 victory over the Washington State Cougars in Pullman, Washington, in ASU's opening meet of the 2021-2022 season. The 13th-ranked Sun Devil men's team will make its return to competition on Saturday, November 6th, when they host the USC Trojans at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center on the ASU campus. Joining us today to preview his Arizona State men's and women's teams, the Sun Devils' seventh-year head coach, Bob Bowman. Bob, always great to see you. How have you been lately?
I've been great, Tim. Glad that we're back in action and excited for this season.
Great to have you with us, as always, on the show. So what was the feeling like for you and your athletes in Pullman last weekend to finally be back in the pool, back competing against Washington State, your first competition, I believe, since the Pac-12 championships in March of 2020?
Yeah, it was really great to be back. And, you know, there's nothing like collegiate competition. They had done some of the USA swimming meets and a lot of the international type things. But to be back in collegiate competition is just, it's not like anything else. You know, you're swimming for your school, you're swimming for your team, and there's just a different energy about it. So it was really great to be back.
What was your assessment of your team's performance against Washington State last week?
Well, we're glad to get the win, but we're going to have to improve quite a bit to be competitive in the Pac-12 at the, you know, later in the season. But it's a great start for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked a lot on this show, and we talked with you several times on this, in fact, about your strategic decision to redshirt your entire men's and women's teams during last year, the academic year of 2020-2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It just seemed like a decision born of genius, just a tremendous concept. Reflect back on that decision, the impact that it had on your teams and your athletes.
Well, you know, the impact that it had on our team is that we're able to have a year of development that was really necessary after a lot of the athletes missed quite a bit of time during the COVID shutdowns. And in swimming, you're looking for continuous preparation, right? There are very few breaks for swimmers throughout the year. Even after the college season, we're training through the summer. And it's just a different medium than most of the other sports. So you have to be in the water to really get the benefits. So that was a big plus for us to be able to kind of catch up and actually get ahead during that year without having the competitions, you know, as part of it. The other part was we were able to add a freshman class this year, which is, you know, on both sides are really probably our best freshman classes that we've ever had, and have them with the super seniors who are fifth-year seniors. So our teams collectively are much more talented than they might have been otherwise.
They're also much younger, I would think, as you now have
five 50% freshmen. So, we're redshirt freshmen. So, yeah, it's much younger.
Yeah, five classes in the program, and the numbers break down, as I understand it, 32 of the 63 swimmers are either freshmen or redshirt freshmen. I guess what's that like for you as a coach? It has to be exciting on some level, isn't it, to get this young talent
it's
and start to be able to shape
them? Exciting because we have a chance to really help them move through and develop. It's also a challenge because, as we know, freshmen, you know, have an adjustment period when they come in. But the redshirt freshmen have already moved through that, so that's good. One of the things that has been really great to see is how our upperclassmen have embraced the freshman classes and sort of helped them along into our system and help them understand the way that we do things. So it's been good for the whole team, I think.
I was going to ask you about the veteran leadership you have. I think you have a group of six really outstanding redshirt seniors. Talk about those individuals, Bob, and what they have meant to your program, not only in the water, but out of the pool as well.
Oh, well, you know, we've got guys like Evan Carlson and Carter Swift, and Grant House, who is not technically a redshirt senior yet, but he took a year off before the COVID, but to train for the Olympics, have lent so much to our team, because not only are they, you know, providing leadership in terms of how people should behave and the kind of things that we expect from our team members, but they back it up in the pool. They're two of the best swimmers in the NCAA, Carter and Evan, and well, Grant, of course. And, you know, so every day our freshmen get to see them not only talking about it, but, you know, getting it done in the pool. And I think that's the most important thing. They lead by example.
In addition to the freshmen, you also have a number of returning swimmers who competed at the Olympic trials, and a couple of athletes, freshman Leon Marchand and redshirt freshman Jared Arroyo, who competed in the Tokyo Games. In what ways has that raised the bar for and the standard you set for your swimmers, having these Olympians and people who have participated in the Olympic trials?
Well, it's a tremendous advantage because it elevates everything we do. Leon Marchand, French young man, swam for France in the Olympics, was sixth place, actually, is our best incoming recruit ever, and certainly elevates the training level on a daily basis. And he's been able to do things in training that none of our guys have seen before. So it's made everybody better. Jared Arroyo was 22nd in the Olympic Games in the same event, coincidentally, the 400 IM. And those two go head-to-head in practice every day, and that raises the level of everything we're doing. So it's really important for the other people to see that. On the women's side, we have Emma Nordine, who was a finalist in our Olympic trials, and Lindsay Looney, who was fourth place in our Olympic trials, two spots from the Olympic team. She's just a sophomore this year, redshirt sophomore. And having those ladies in the pool does the same thing. They know how to perform on a world-class level, so that makes our everyday practices better, which will ultimately make the team what we want it to be.
Who are some of your other swimmers, some of your young talent that you think have the chance to be breakout stars in your program, Bob?
Well, on the women's side, we have incoming freshmen. We have Charlie Brown from Australia. Fun name, but very yeah. good swimmer. The 400 IM was the trials finalist in Australia. We have Iza Adame, who's a breaststroker, one of the top breaststrokers in the country this year, one of the top five. And I think she's going to be very, very good. On the men's side, obviously, we have Leon, but we have some redshirt sophomores. Jack Dolan, who is Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, is back, and he's doing very, very well. We've got Julian Hill, another swimmer who swam, you know, very well at Olympic trials. And also Patrick Salmon, who actually won some events at Wave 1 of our Olympic trials, is an incoming freshman, and he's on the national junior team, as well as Jeremy Gronke, who was named to the national junior team, both freshmen. So we're very excited about them.
As we mentioned, the women have already competed in the one meet at Washington State. The men will hit the pool November 6th at home against USC. What are some of the things you've learned early on about your squads, Bob?
Well, the best thing that we have learned is that we can cover all the bases now. We're very, you know, have people in every event and every distance who can be competitive at the top level of the Pac-12 and hopefully NC2A. So we're going to be able to swim very fast relays, and there are no events where you look at them and say, wow, we're really weak in that. We're pretty covered across the board, which is something we haven't had before.
I was going to say, because from the outside looking in, it appears as though your program is as strong top to bottom and as well-rounded as it has been since you've been here. And your previous answer just seems to allude to that.
Oh, fact. Without question. Without question. This is our best team by far. So I'm very excited to see them finally get into some races.
Now, recently you promoted a former Sun Devil diver and volunteer assistant coach, Mark Biggs, to be your new head diving coach. Talk about that move and the work Mark's doing now on the recruiting trail for your program.
We're super excited to have Mark. He was one of the very first outstanding divers, Pac-12 champion for us. So he kind of began the legacy of diving excellence here when he was in school. He's very well connected in Arizona club diving. He runs his own very successful club. He's developed divers to the Olympic level. And he's currently out there recruiting, getting some people in so that we can, you know, get our diving program back off the ground. And we're very excited about it. He's doing a tremendous job.
That's great to have. It's always great to see another Sun Devil become a coach at their alma mater. There aren't many of them. So really, Mark is in a very hallowed position in that regard, I think. Missy Farkay
is
one that comes to mind, you know, as an alum coaching in the sport at ASU in which they competed.
Exactly. I think it just lends a different perspective. You know, our assistant Herbie Baim swam for ASU as well. So there's a couple on our staff who they lived it and breathed it. So now they know what it's like and what it means. And it just gives them a little better perspective into our athletes, you know, and they just are more connected to it a little bit, I think, deep down, which is awesome.
Well, I can't let you get the visit by without giving you at least one chance, my friend, to brag about your beloved Baltimore Ravens checking in with an AFC best 5-1 record so far this season.
It has been an amazing year when you consider our preseason and all the injuries. And I think that Coach Harbaugh has done a great job getting that team ready. And, of course, when Lamar Jackson's on your team, good things are going to happen.
He is an amazing talent, that's for sure. Absolutely. Amazing talent at quarterback for the Ravens. Well, with one win already, the Sun Devils' 22nd-ranked women's swim team, they'll host the UCLA Bruins, by the way, on Friday, November 5th at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center. And then the men and women will take on USC Saturday, November 6th. Should be a great weekend of swimming. Great to have the Sun Devil swimmers back in the pool after a year and a half. Bob, it's always great to visit with you. Best of luck to you and your teams this season.
Thanks, Tim. Really appreciate it.
That's Sun Devil head swimming coach Bob Bowman, our guest here on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me as we update Sun Devil hockey, women's soccer, and cross country after these messages on the Anderson Healy Show.
I'm Tim Hovick, the coach at Santan Ford. There's nothing quite like Sun Devil football, and I stuck a fork into high prices so you don't have to. If selection's your game, I've got the new Ford you've been looking for. It's all just a click away at SantanFord.com. We're right on the price, right on the corner of the Santan 202 Freeway in Val Vista and Gilbert. Tim, Rapper, Sparky, they all made the right call. Now you know why they always say,
we are Santan Ford. Proud partners of the ASU Sun Devils.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Football season is starting, and at American Furniture Warehouse, we're here to get you ready for the action. Our theater seating collections will have you reclined and prepped for game time, and our huge selection of HD TVs will put you right in the middle of the game without having to leave your home. Sign up to win a Sun Devils Family of the Game VIP package at our Glendale or Gilbert stores today. Style, selection, value, and giving back. That's today's AFW. For more information, visit afw.com/sundevils. A proud partner of Sun Devil Athletic.
I'm State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I'm Sun Devil play-by-play broadcaster Tim Ealy. Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. It was a great weekend for the Sun Devil hockey team, which posted its first sweep of the new season with back-to-back wins over New Hampshire last weekend at Oceanside Ice Arena. Coach Greg Power's Ice Devils beat the Wildcats. Yes, New Hampshire's teams are called the Wildcats by identical 5-1 scores at Oceanside, as ASU Ray improved to 3-3 so far on the young season.
Yeah, Greg Powers was really intent on having a good weekend last weekend against New Hampshire. Got off to a 1-2 start, and we got swept the weekend before and didn't like that at all. Even though it was against Denver, number 12 ranked team, the fact is we don't let that happen to us. So there was a little payback and wanting to sweep somebody else, and they got it done against New Hampshire. And I think they feel like, all right, we've settled. We're ready to go play some solid hockey for the rest of the season.
Among the stars last weekend on ice for the Sun Devils, senior Demetrius Kamantzis and freshman Jackson Niedermeyer each had two goals in the Friday 5-1 win, while on Saturday, ASU goaltender Cole Brady made 41 saves in that 5-1 ASU victory. Pretty impressive performances, Ray, by those three.
No question. And Cody, in particular, 41 saves. You know, they're getting shots on net. He's protecting. They only get one through. That's pretty phenomenal, Tim. So I think in every aspect of the game, Greg's got his players up and running at full tilt, and we just need to keep it up. Last season at Oceanside, want to have a great season before we leave Oceanside and then get into our new arena next fall. So this is going to be a fun season, to be sure.
Hockey's back on the road this week as they head to upstate New York for a pair of games at Colgate University this Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd. It's been a rough stretch of late for Sun Devil women's soccer, still in quest of the program's first Pac-12 conference win of this season. However, Coach Graham Winkworth's Sun Devil squad was able to post a 2-2 tie against Washington State last Friday night before a season-high crowd of over 1,400 spectators at Sun Devil Soccer Stadium. Olivia Kirst-Thomas and Nicole Douglas each scored goals, to account for the two Arizona State scores in the game. For Douglas, it was her 15th goal of the season. That puts her two away from tying the ASU single-season record of 17 goals. In addition, Ray, Nicole is two goals away from tying for second place on Arizona State's career goal-scoring list. She now has 42 goals in her brilliant Sun Devil career.
And indeed, it has been brilliant, team. Tim, great description. And I think we chuckled last week that it's inevitable that she will get both of those records here in the not-too-distant future. More importantly, a tie is better than a loss. And we talked about how tough Pac-12 women's soccer is, and we're finding out. But we're staying in there. We've had some close matches, and while the tie is a tie, it's still is a half of a win as opposed to a loss. So we just got to keep working away at it. And I know Coach Graham and our young women will continue to do that. But as long as you have a Nicole on your team, you're always going to be in the game and have a chance. She's done a really marvelous job in her career here.
And she's been one of the top players in the Pac-12. In fact, she's been one of the top players in the country so far in 2021. Coming up for soccer, a trip to the Bay Area as they'll play games this Thursday, October 21st, at 13th-ranked Stanford. Again, the power of Pac-12 women's soccer. And then on this Sunday, October 24th, Graham will take his team across the bay over to Berkeley to take on the California Golden Bears. Both games will be shown live on Pac-12 networks. The Stanford game Thursday starts at 5 p.m. Arizona time. The Cal game begins at 12 noon on Sunday. Several Sun Devils had impressive showings in cross country at last weekend's NCAA pre-nationals in Tallahassee, Florida. Leading the way for ASU was Vince Mari, who finished 15th in the men's 8K. And in the process, get this, he shaved nearly 1 minute off of his personal best time. Mari finished the course in 23 minutes, 19.3 seconds. While on the women's side, four Sun Devils finished among the top 100 in a field of over 300 competitors. And leading the way was junior Lena LeBrun, who placed 49th, Ray, in the women's 6K.
Yeah, Vince and Lena. You know, cross country is also a very competitive national and international sport. So there are a lot of great distance runners out there. So when you have that kind of a pool and we're performing like we are, both Vince and Lena really had great performances, Tim. And so we just need to keep working. Get them into the NCAA National Championships, and, you know, it'd be nice to see them podium.
Next up for Coach Patrick Henner's Sun Devil Cross Country, the Pac-12 Championships. They'll take place in Salt Lake City, Utah, on Friday, October 29th, a week from now. Quite an honor coming the way of Sun Devil triathlete Liberty Ricca, A junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado, Liberty has been picked to represent the United States in the next Junior Pan American Games that will be taking place in Colombia, South America, from November 25th to December 5th. Hopefully, Ray, that'll be several weeks after Liberty leads ASU to a fifth consecutive national championship in women's triathlon.
Yes, I was talking to Coach English the other day, and he was very proud of Liberty's accomplishments. And certainly, first and foremost, we want to be a five-time triathlon champion in the women's division here at ASU, where we're having the finals yet again, and then see Liberty go off and represent her her country in Colombia would be fabulous. So she's done a really nice job. And so to be on the international stage after hopefully helping us win another national championship would be a heck of a way to finish out this calendar year for her.
Meanwhile, triathlon's next competition will be the national qualifier event in St. George, Utah. That'll be next Saturday, October 30th. Ray and I will return with some closing notes after these messages. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life, and your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
I'm Danger, a maestro of fear, skilled at scaring you into buying insurance. You've heard my work. It's my job to tell you about the bad stuff that can happen to your car or home. Ready for the big explosion? Here we...
This scare tactic has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need scare tactics because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA. Outsmart life.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We are nearing the finish line of this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, and we thank you for joining us again this week. Two former Sun Devil sports greats will soon become the latest Arizona State products to gain entrance into the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame. One-time men's basketball great Jumpin' Joe Caldwell and former ASU baseball outfielder Andre Ethier will both be inducted into the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame on Monday, November 1st. Caldwell and Ethier will join other ASU sports legends in the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame, the likes of former football coaching great Frank Cush, former basketball star Lafayette Fat Lever, one-time Sun Devil linebacker Darren Woodson, all currently enshrined in the state's Sports Hall of Fame. The most recent Sun Devil inductee, none other than Pat Tillman, who entered the hall posthumously in 2018. Boy, Ray, it's great to see the roster of Sun Devils in the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame continue to grow.
And with some really fine representatives in Joe Caldwell and Andre Ethier, it's going to be a lot of fun to see their names go up into the record books and, more importantly, into the Hall of Fame with all these great Sun Devils. So congratulations to Joe and Andre. Look forward to a very, very moving ceremony and have them added to the list of great Sun Devils, Tim.
Andre Ethier was a baseball star at Arizona State in 2002 and 2003 and was an all Pac-10 outfielder in that stretch, playing on the outstanding teams of former Sun Devil head coach Pat Murphy. And then Andre went on to have a terrific major league career as an outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Joe Caldwell played basketball at ASU in the early 1960s, helping guide the Sun Devils to a remarkable 65-18 record and four consecutive NCAA tournament appearances during his time here, playing for the late head coach Ned Walk. Jumpin' Joe also played for the U.S. gold medal winning Olympic team at the 1964 Tokyo Summer Olympics, and then went on to be the second overall pick in the 1964 NBA draft. And of course, he is also the grandfather of current Sun Devil basketball star Marcus Bagley. Speaking of men's basketball, Coach Bobby Hurley's 2021-2022 Sun Devil team will have its first scrimmage of the preseason. This coming Saturday, October 23rd, ASU will host the New Mexico State Aggies in a closed scrimmage that day, and then they'll play an exhibition game on Monday, November 1st, against the University of St. Catherine, a school that's located in San Marcos, California. And that game will be played at Desert Financial Arena. And Ray, I know a lot of ASU fans are getting amped up to get a glimpse of Bobby's new look team this year.
They are, Tim, and new look with 10 players added to the roster, new players to the roster. But then you have some really solid players coming back. As you mentioned, Marcus Bagley, Kamani's coming back. So it should be really interesting to see this new mix. We're excited because the folks who came through the transfer portal, we think Bobby's done a wonderful job in putting a new look roster together that will probably play a little bit different brand of ball than we've seen before, but we think it's going to be up-tempo, very disciplined, and they're going to see some different things than we've seen from in the past, and that's exciting. But he's going to, I think, produce some real excitement for us in men's basketball. We're not being as vocal about this year as we were last year when we had the great freshman. And it didn't quite materialize. So we're just going to be under the radar and just let it happen. I happen to believe that it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, Tim.
And one of the things that's going to be different is the length and size of this team. Bobby has a lot of biggins down low, the most notable addition being four-star center Enoch Biache, who figures to be a formidable presence in the low post with something like a 7-foot-4-inch wingspan. Alonzo Gaffney, a transfer from Ohio State and a junior college, also with a 7-foot-plus wingspan. Marion Jackson, a transfer from Toledo, was the MAC, Mid-American Conference, Player of the Year last year. He put up some remarkable numbers in a highly respected basketball league. I'm anxious to see these newcomers blend in with the veterans. You mentioned Marcus Bagley, Kamani Lawrence, and, of course, Jalen Graham will also be the third returning Sun Devil.
Think about that mixture that you just articulated. I'll just say this. I'm anxious to watch it all unfold because I think it's going to be exciting.
And it all starts for real when the Sun Devils open the 2021-2022 men's basketball regular season in 3 weeks on Tuesday, November 9th, a 5 p.m. tip against the University of Portland at Desert Financial Arena. And that should be a tremendous evening of basketball, because that will also be the opening night of the Sun Devil women's basketball season, as Charlie Turner Thorne's team will open things up in an 8 o'clock tip that night against Northern Colorado. That's going to be a lot of fun, Ray, a men's women's doubleheader. We've had it numerous times in the past, always special, though, when it takes place on opening night.
Should be a lot of fun, Tim, and I'm glad that both of our teams are going to be able to get out on our home court opening night and show what we have for the first time going into the 2021-2022 season. So should be a fun night. Looking forward to it. Hopefully the crowd will get out there and enjoy a doubleheader like they haven't seen in some time here at home.
Indeed, because no fans last year, and it'll be the first time in 2 years that both teams will be playing in front of live spectators, and I'll bet those players just can't wait to hit the floor, huh?
Well, you're there all the time. The energy is so much different when you have fans and family and friends out there rooting for you. It's just what they play for. They play for the love of the game, but also they play to entertain. And so you want to entertain people, not cardboard cutouts and empty bleachers. Right. So should be a lot of fun, man.
Indeed it should. Let's talk a little bit of golf now. Arizona State's women's golf team tied for sixth place at last week's Stanford Intercollegiate event in Stanford, California. Not bad when you consider the field of competing teams included eight that are ranked currently in GolfStat's top 25 in the nation. The highlight of the weekend for Coach Missy Farkay and her team, the play of her heralded freshman from Texas, Callan Rossholt. Rossholt, playing in just her second career collegiate tournament, posted her first career top five finish as she tied for fifth place in the Stanford event with a tournament total of four under par. One other Sun Devil also placed in the top 10 as Alexandra Forsterling tied for 10th at two under par.
Strong field, team-wise and individual. So, you know, Coach Missy Kay has got a strong contingent to get back out there yet again and compete this season. So always fun because, you know, that roster is always well-recruited, highly talented, and extremely well-coached by Missy and Michelle. So it's going to be a great 21-22 golf season, Tim.
Next up for women's golf, the Pac-12 preview event. That'll take place in Hawaii, November 1st through the 3rd. A busy weekend ahead for both Sun Devil tennis programs as the men and women will each take part in a tournament this coming weekend. The women will be in San Diego for the ITA Regional Championship starting this Thursday, October 21st, and running through next Monday, the 25th. The men, Ray, will be in just up the coast a bit in Malibu, California, for ITA regionals that'll take place there Thursday through Sunday.
Yes, Sheila and Matt, being able to go to California, Southern California, quicker trips, playing in the Intercollegiate Tennis Association competitions, really good for us. Fall is here, and you know, you think of tennis as a spring sport, but no, they play in the fall. They get themselves ready for the competition in the spring. And so these tournaments are real wonderful opportunities to get that competition, get that mojo going, get the recognition nationally, and then you get into conference play. So a lot of fun going on in the tennis courts, and both of our teams will, as expected, be very competitive, Tim.
Finally, Sun Devil softball will continue its fall schedule this coming Friday night when Tricia Ford's ASU team will take on the team from Chandler Gilbert Community College. It'll be Arizona State's second game of their fall schedule. It'll start at 6 p.m. at Farrington Stadium. And it's good for Trisha's team, isn't it, Ray, that they get to play a fall schedule this year after last year's fall ball got wiped out by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, and they're looking forward to it. And it's really good that we're able to play some of the local schools as well, get our local folks an opportunity to see softball around the valley. And so it's nice that we're able to host some of our local folks here and get ourselves ready for a full season, Tim, and to be able to play this fall after sitting out last year. Our ladies, led by Trish Ford, are really excited. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun watching softball this year as well.
Indeed. So it'll be softball on Friday at Farrington Stadium, 6 p.m. as ASU takes on Chandler Gilbert Community College. That'll do it for this week's show, the Anderson Healy Show, as always, presented by our friends at MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of ASU Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC. Thanks to our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand. Thanks as well to our outstanding Sun Devil Radio Network engineer producer, Sean Crespin, for his help. And thanks as well to our terrific show scheduler, Kim Nelson, from Sun Devil Athletics. We will not have a show next week. However, Ray and I will return 2 weeks from now to bring you all the latest news evolving from Arizona State sports, and we hope you'll make plans to join us then. Always great to visit with you, Ray. Safe travels, and we'll see you soon.
We will see you soon, Tim. And as we say to all of our Sun Devils, go Devils!
Go Devils! Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for watching and listening to The Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
I'm Tim Hovick, the coach at Santan Ford. There's nothing quite like Sun Devil football, and I stuck a fork into high prices so you don't have to. If selection's your game, I've got the new Ford you've been looking for. It's all just a click away at SantanFord.com. We're right on the price, right on the corner of the Santan 202 freeway in Val Vista and Gilbert. Tim, Rapper, Sparky, they all made the right call. Now you know why they always say,
we are Santan Ford, proud partners of the ASU Sun Devils.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playathela.com for more information.
Circle K says, ASU fans, do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents. Guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K snacks, from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up!
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.